aptly to hell.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Got to tell you about Parkway Cinema. Easiest way to find out what's playing at Parkway Cinema. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema, and you'll find movies like Disney's Snow White, Novocaine, Looney Tunes movie, a lot of great movies. And tomorrow, every movie, every age, anytime, only $6 at Parkway Cinema. We got a busy week this week. Lots to talk to you about. And we'll tell you that coming up Wednesday, Governor Jeff Landry is scheduled to be our guest. He'll be with us Wednesday. Look forward to that program. We've got a lot of things going on. With us this morning is Joshua Jordan. Joshua, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
I am not complaining. You know, there was a lot of discussion when they came out for the people that are basketball fans. Thought there were way too many SEC teams, should not have got that many SEC teams. In the tournament, SEC teams have, in general, done pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, of the 16 teams that are left, almost half, seven of those are SEC teams. And I got to tell you, I was kind of one of those, because you just never know. I mean, during the season, it looked like it was, you know, right up there, if not the toughest conference, but right up there with, you know, the Big Ten and the Big 12, which, you know, have some great basketball teams in those conferences. But, I mean, you never really know once the tournament gets started, and you don't want, as someone that pulls for a team in the SEC, you don't want, you know, all those teams getting knocked out, and it looks like, you know, it was all just fluff during the season. But, you know, you have to be extremely happy this morning, Ted, with the way Arkansas is playing.
Never had any doubts.
Yeah, I bet you never had any doubt.
I tell you, the best win was of all, amazing win, was against St. John's. And two coaches that don't like each other, two of the veteran coaches, and it could have went either way. In fact, both games that Arkansas has been in, they could have lost it just as easily as they wanted, but they had that snap at the end. And I think Texas Tech is not a bad matchup for them that will put them in the final eight, but who knows? And I know the team that you're rooting for, Auburn, who do they play in the next game?
They have Michigan on, I believe, on Friday. They'll be playing Michigan.
So Michigan or Michigan State?
Michigan.
Ooh, that's probably a lot better move for them than Michigan State, because Michigan State's on a move right now.
Yeah, and I think Michigan State might be, if they win, that might be the next one up. I'm not 100% sure on that. So, I mean, I told my son, I said, you know, look, just enjoy and appreciate this season, because you've got to watch a lot of great basketball. You know, you've been ranked number one. Look, I went to Baylor back in the day when basketball was terrible and football was worse. So I said, enjoy this. You know, they won that game in Kentucky for the first time since like 88. And I said, you know, when I was a kid and growing up in Atlanta, I was a Georgia fan. But when basketball started, I was a North Carolina fan. I said, because the SEC really, you know, was not very good, you know, back in those days as a kid, just when it came to basketball. I said, the SEC, what they've done in basketball is incredible. As a matter of fact, I heard somebody just this morning, they were talking about the SEC and about the tournament, and they said, are we just going to get to a point now where with NIL money that's being thrown around, where just the SEC just kind of dominates in all sports? You know, where you have it where, you know, sure, you know, the Ohio States or the Michigans or some of those teams, they can come up and have good years just because they got a lot of big donors as well for NIL money. I mean, look what Ohio State football did last year. They paid $20 million or plus, you know, for that football team. But, you know, when you're talking about the SEC, the NIL money that gets thrown around, it's something that could be a very real possibility that you've just got the SEC doing really well in basketball and football and baseball. So, you know, it's a real interesting concept of how NIL transforms these schools and these conferences.
The one game that I almost wish had not had a loser, Gonzaga and Houston. I'm a big Mark Few fan with Gonzaga. And it's amazing what a coach he is and seems to be just really a good guy. And he came against Houston. Houston, to me right now, is dominating the tournament. And that's one of those games that when the game was over, I was listening to the coach from Houston, and he was talking about Gonzaga and what a great team they were. And it's one of those teams where you wish you didn't have a loser with either one of them. It's it was a great game.
Yeah, well, and then last night you had that Maryland game.
I'm not a Maryland fan. Who'd they play? I didn't even watch that.
I think it was like, was that the new, who were they playing? It's not New Mexico State because that was the game.
That was Michigan State, yeah.
Yeah, Michigan State. But they hit a three to go up by one with 3 seconds left, and Maryland ended up hitting a buzzer beater to win that game. I'm not a Maryland fan either, but that's the draw of this tournament, though, and it's why, you know, it is so beloved, is you have these games that, you know, really anybody can win. I mean, you talk about matchups, and you just never know when it comes to basketball that one team just that day for that moment gets hot and, you know, somebody goes off and wins the game. As a matter of fact, I saw, this was before the tournament started, and I can't remember if it was CBS or the NCAA website had, like, the top moments of the tournament. And one of the games that they showed the highlights of going back was at Northwestern State, and they beat, it was Iowa State, right? Or was it Iowa that they beat in the tournament that year? And they had that game in there. And that was so great about it.
Well, you know,
yeah, I mean,
before we got off sports, one thing I wanted to point out, there's always this discussion that, well, this coach is too old, and you take Calipari, and you take the coach at Michigan State, and you take Rick Pitino, and you take the coach at Houston. These are veteran coaches, and if you look at the winning coaches, it's the veteran coaches that pull it out at the end. It's not the 30-year-old coaches.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, that helps. I mean, it's like having some veterans on the team. You know, they've been in these kind of games, or they've been in the tournament before. They've been part of these, you know, these crowds, because the crowds have been great at these games. You know, and there's something about that experience at the end of the day helps. But funny story. So my daughter has said that in school, you know, especially one of the classes that she's in, it's a lot of bracket talk, and you know how many brackets the boys have been filling out, you know, prior to the tournament starting. And so there was a girl sitting next to her, and she picked BYU, and one of the boys said, BYU, why do you think BYU? She said, well, that's a Mormon school, and, you know, they're not allowed to have any fun because they can't do anything because they're Mormon, so they really focus on basketball.
Sounds like,
you know, they won both their games during the Sweet 16. I told Catherine, I said, hey, maybe there's something to that girl. You know, maybe she's on to something with BYU and that they're Mormon and they can't drink or have any fun. So
Catherine goes to a Catholic school. Can they have any fun?
There's limited fun. There's limited fun.
Okay, I got to go to commercial.
Limited apparently is the Mormons, but it's limited fun at the Catholic school.
I got to go to commercial break. Before I go, give me your pick for the national champion.
Oh, I'm going to pick Auburn because that's where my heart is. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's who I'm picking. And I'm going to stick with that. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. You know, it's a team that it just seems like sometimes they could play lights out and everything's clicking for them, and sometimes they could just go out there and brain fart, kind of like they did in the first game where it's like, you know, you're playing, you know, Alabama State and you know, you're up by like a few. Well, at half they were up by 10, but, you know, it was kind of back and forth until that point, and it was like, holy cow, what's going on here?
My heart says Arkansas, but watching basketball, I think Houston's got the best shot of it. We'll see. Nobody knows. It's every game's a challenge. We'll be back in a moment. Want to talk to you about Broadline Services. You know, they're across from Sabine Retirement Rehab, but people use them in East Texas, Vernon Parish, Natchitoches Parish, DeSoto Parish, and Sabine Parish because not a lot of places sell flooring and carpet and maybe ceramic tile, porcelain, wood. They can come and replace the flooring in your house and put new in and save you a lot of money. They give you a free estimate. They take care of everything for you. Call Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. $10-plus billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
Hi, future demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom-build showers and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols is the go-to place for the entire family. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. And they've got everything that you need. It's all available at Nichols, whether it's sporting goods, redecorating, clothing, sunglasses, coolers. Take a stop at Nichols and get exactly what you want. Governor Jeff Landry scheduled to be with us Wednesday on Open Line talking about the election. Coming up, Joshua Jordan is with us today. Joshua, let's talk some national politics. So who's going to win out in the long run? President Trump going to get to be president, or the judicial system going to get to be president?
That, you know, that's a good question. Of course, it always depends on which judge you're gonna get, you know, and who appointed them. You know, I think it's going to probably be a mixed bag. I think the way he does things, and I don't necessarily know that's always a bad thing, but his thing is, and I think it's interesting, this dynamic, Ted, because you got a president that really has one term, but it's not like his first term. You know, he's already been there, and it's such an interesting dynamic to see the way he operates, because it's really like a president in his first term, but he knows, like, this is it, and I'm not running for re-election.
And he knows where all the bodies are buried. Everything.
Well, that too. And I'm just going to swing for the fences. And so it's I think he understands how quickly those 4 years go, and he needs to do everything he can as quickly as he can, because it's you know, it seems like you know, I mean, the last 4 years seem like an eternity, you know, with Biden in there, but you know, it goes by quickly. And so I think it's a, you know, I might not win all these, and you know, the record might not be great, but I might win a bunch of these, and I'm going to do everything I can with either, you know, DOGE with cutting, or, you know, cutting off funding for these colleges and universities, like Columbia and New York, that they, you know, said, hey, look, we're just not going to send you the taxpayer dollars, you know, because we're not funding this anymore. We're not allowing this to happen. We're getting rid of DEI. And I think, you know, you look at the situation, and it's so difficult for the Democrats and really the mainstream media to keep up with all of it. They don't even know where to begin, because there's so much going on, because he's throwing so much out there, and they don't know how to kind of counter it. It's fascinating to see somebody like Chuck Schumer being canceling a book tour because he says that the security is it's not safe, and that's not coming from, oh, there's a bunch of right-wing crazy, you know, white men out there that are wanting to take the senator out. It's because his own party is going after him. And, you just think back, you know, even a year ago, that Chuck Schumer would be dealing with this situation is hard to imagine. But there was a poll that just came out. I think it was Politico that put it out, that amongst Democrat voters, that for the first time, they don't like their Democrat member in Congress. They are underwater right now in their polling. I am not saying that that's going to be reflective, you know, in 2 years when the House and some of the senators are up for a vote, because I don't buy this philosophy, like the Karl Rove philosophy when Bush won in 2004, and his thing was, we're going to have like this 40-year reign of Republican rule and conservatives being in power. I just don't think we're at that spot, really, as a country anymore. I just think these things will go back and forth. It'll flip-flop. We'll make corrections. You know, we'll go one way and say that's too far. We'll go the other way, say maybe that's too far to correct it. But I think it's just fascinating to see where, you know, the parties are and where the country is at this point, Ted.
Did you think you'd ever see a day where that a bunch of murderers, thugs, rapists, the worst of the worst, are being defended by a large number of American citizens and judges not wanting them to leave the country?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely crazy. You know, and this started, you know, like around 2000, 2001, COVID. It started with the no bail. It started with, well, if you steal stuff but it's under $1,000, we don't care. So you had these groups of people go in and you know, rob a CVS, a Walgreens, you know, stores. They go in, they just walk out with stuff, and it's like, well, we can't do anything about it because the police aren't going to prosecute them, and we don't want anybody getting hurt, and customers getting hurt or employees getting hurt at the end of the day. So we're just going to let them walk out with this stuff. And it was like, what's the big deal? We don't care. And I think we've seen the pushback on that. But, you know, this is where the election of a president comes into play so much because of the power of appointing judges, whether it's the Supreme Court or whether it's these federal judges, and elections of judges. You know, that is almost as important, if not more important, than a House, you know, member or a Senate member, because it's so important that, you know, you have judges that believe in the rule of law and are going to enforce that. And it creates this division in society where you say, holy cow, I go to get up every morning early. I go to work Monday to Friday or Monday through Saturday. I'm trying to pay the rent or the mortgage and pay for my, you know, my family to eat. You know, I pay my taxes. I'm trying to do the right thing. And you look at where, you know, judges just say, yeah, well, that's well and good, but we don't care because we're going to let people that we feel like fit a certain demographic or we feel sorry for, we're going to allow them to break the law and get away with it, and you're going to have to uphold a certain standard. Society can't work that way. It will collapse because at some point the people that are law-abiding say enough is enough, and I can't handle this anymore, and then the rule of law completely falls apart. You have to enforce the law, and I think, you know, I think there, you know, there are people on each side of it. There are people that say we shouldn't have any borders and we don't care. There's people that say we're going to round everybody up and ship them off. I don't think those are doable. I think most people think there's something there, but I think the thing that most people agree with, if somebody's a hardened criminal and they're in this country illegally, they need to be sent back. And I don't care if the country says they don't want them back. Yeah, too
gotta,
bad.
Got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens when liberals fight liberals. Interesting story. Northwestern State University, a great opportunity to further your education at a very reasonable cost. And, of course, financial aid is available. Scholarships are available. What do you know about Northwestern? Well, learn a lot. Pay them a visit. Go to the website, Northwestern State University.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Solder Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Solder Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
When it comes to your fire safety needs, go with a brand you can trust. ABC Fire Safety has been in business for 30 years. We provide you with comprehensive services that will help keep you in legal compliance and keep you safe. From new extinguishers to hydro testing and CO2 refills, we have it all. We sell, install, and service all the brands you can trust when it matters the most. Serving commercial and residential clients with service that can't be beat. Give us a call today and let us help you keep your business safe. 337-396-4388.
And good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that if it's time for that eye exam or if you need cataract surgery or any other kind of eye issues, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, the go-to place. 15 locations, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, and Alexandria. Call them up for an appointment, 318-487-2020, or go to laionlaser.com. We've got about 3 minutes left. I got one more question for you. I'll let you give some thought to it. So most people that buy battery-operated cars are more liberal people than they are conservatives in studies that I've seen, people that are more concerned about the environment, things such as this. So, I mean, you're not going to find some southern guy that's going to put three shotguns in the back of his truck driving a battery-operated truck. So with that said, now you got the liberals attacking people who own the cars that Elon Musk makes. So liberals are attacking liberals. How's that going to work out?
Well, I mean, human nature, it's such a fun thing to observe, Ted. And this has been something that you probably don't see a lot down there. But, you know, years ago, the Tesla owner was one that loved to tell people, you know, especially myself who has trucks, that I'm an evil person that's destroying the environment and I probably shouldn't be alive. And now people around here have actually gone to sticking stickers on their Teslas that say, I'm for the environment, not Elon Musk, to make sure that... to make sure that when the vandal comes to their neighborhood to slash their tires or spray paint their Tesla, they hate Elon too. So we'll let their Tesla go. And look, I love the Tesla. It's a great car. I've driven one. I wouldn't want to own one because that battery's super expensive and it gets cold where I live and a battery doesn't stay charged and you can't open the doors if it's cold. So no thank you for that, but it's an awesome car. But this idea that you're doing something, and it's whether it's the Tesla, whether it's the way you eat, the way, you know, people love to feel like I'm better than you and you're a bad person. It's a horrible trait that humans have, but we love to do that. And I find it just fascinating all of a sudden these people now say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm driving my Tesla. I mean, you had the guy, Mark Kelly from, where is he from, Arizona? Senator said, this is my last day driving. I'm going to get a Chevy Suburban. I don't know if Chevy makes the Suburban an electric. And I'm thinking, how funny is that that he's trading in his earth-saving Tesla, which, by the way, it doesn't. Just look at how they have to mine the minerals and put that thing together. You know, for a gas-guzzling Chevy Tahoe, unless it's electric. I don't know. They might have an electric version of the thing. But anyway, it's the same thing. You know, look, I want everybody to go to Parkway. Go see the new Disney Snow White movie, Parkway Cinema, because they need help. They're in big trouble with that movie. They paid, I think, it was about $250 million to make that. They brought in about $40 million on opening day. And again, it's, hey, what is going on with somebody at Disney that says we got to take a classic that you know, you got the prince that helps save the girl, and wow, we just feel like that's just a bad message, so we're going to redo the movie and send this girl out who's playing Snow White to say, oh, it's not about like the dude saving the girl, it's about like girl power, you know, and think that that's going to play well with your audience.
So do we still have a prince?
I think there's still a prince in the movie, but he's, you know, he's been emasculated. So, you know, so it's okay to watch now because you won't feel, you can go and you can take your kids to it and you don't feel like there's too much male masculinity involved in it, that the prince is a girl boss. I have a daughter. I'm married.
Hey, I got 30 seconds.
For women being empowered. I think women are smart. Women can do great things. I think it's funny that Trump always gets blasted because he puts women always in top positions because I think he believes in the same thing. But I don't think we need anybody wants this just shoved down our throats of Disney trying to redo classic movies because they felt like, ooh, this doesn't look good. I mean, just how dumb can some of these people be in these corporate offices, Ted?
We gotta go. I think if you're missing the Disney movie, talk to you next month.
Probably gonna skip that. Probably gonna skip that. But everybody go to Parkway Cinema.
When are you coming back?
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio